Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel. Approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King's Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we are going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors. Hi folks, it's Roy Holly again. You know, the Mamacita's restaurants in San Antonio, Kerrville, Fredericksburg, San Marcos, and New Braunfels are friends of the cross and one of our great sponsors. The Grinders and I think that they have the best Mexican food in Texas. They have set the bar for the best chicken, beef, and shrimp fajitas in the country. Plus, believe it or not, they have some of the best steaks and seafood you can find anywhere at family-friendly prices. So, if you want a great dining experience, you need to give Mamacita's a try. You'll be going back every week if you do, and you'll probably see the Grinders and the Hollies there. To find the Mamacitas near you, please visit their website. That's mamacitas.com. That's M-A-M-A-C-I-T-A-S.com. Also, if you'll tell your waiter that you are a friend of the cross, Mamacitas will give you a very special discount. Really? You can even see some of Max Griner's magnificent bronze sculptures at the Kerrville and San Antonio locations.
Well, Max Griner, your art is everywhere, all over the world. Share with us again some of the places that you have your art.
Well, once I started obeying God, Roy, he started exploding our art career. And I had been blessed before that with the wildlife art and had a lot of my art in some famous places and did that. But when I started obeying God, he took it and just took it to the next level. And so I was able to do big sculptures for the first time, gigantic, expensive sculptures, and lots of different small things. And one of the artists or one of the collectors that we met early on was John and Diana Hagee of Cornerstone Church here in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And we, right after the Holy Spirit touched us, they invited us to their show. And we got to share our testimony and put the big life-size Divine Servant in their set and became friends at that point in time. And since then, the Hagees now have a life-size Divine Servant at their church, Cornerstone, in San Antonio. And also, they are using my smaller pieces to help Israel. They've got their organization that supports Israel, and they've used my work, the Divine Servant and the Coming King, to help raise money for Israel.
Let's talk about the miracle of the week. That's something we both of us look forward to every week, where you share something really special that's happened. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, the a boldness came on Sherry and I. Mentioned in the last show how we prayed for this thing, this empowerment, these gifts, the Holy Spirit, which the Pentecostals call the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Well, a new boldness comes on you. And, you know, one of the people that prayed for the garden in Kerrville repeatedly were the Brights, Bill and Vonette Bright, that formed Campus Crusade. And just to tell a little story of a miracle about the Brights, he was one of my heroes in the faith, like James Dobson and Billy Graham, Franklin Graham, and some of these other people. And, And I was at a conference where he was speaking to thousands of people. And I said, now, Lord, would you please let me meet Bill Bright? I'd sure love to meet him. He's one of my heroes. And God had already answered that prayer before when I asked to meet James Dobson, and God made James Dobson appear. Well, so now I ask us about Bill Bright. So I go through this show all week long. I've got an exhibit. It's a Christian show. He never comes by. And I finally get to the end of the show. The show ends, and everybody's taking down their booze. And I figured, well, you didn't answer that prayer for me, God. I'm disappointed. And so I said, I guess I'm going to go get a sandwich because I hadn't eaten all day. So I went over and left my booth to go get a sandwich at this concession stand there at this convention center. And I'm standing there in the line waiting. I've been waiting there about 10 minutes, and suddenly the Holy Spirit speaks in that still small voice and says, go right now back to your booth at this instant. And I'm looking, there's my sandwich.
You're saying, I'm hungry.
I'm hungry, and there's a sandwich about two people away. And so I said, I obeyed. I've learned when I hear that still small voice. So I jumped out of the line and I ran back to my booth. And there in my booth was Bill Bright. And he was there with another young man. And I got to meet him, and I got to tell him how I'd prayed all week long that I'd get to meet him, and God let me do that. So that's an answer of God, you know, answering a simple little prayer. But God does, you know, big things, and he has time for the little.
Talk about the different kinds of baptisms.
Yeah, well, the, you know, the boldness came on to us, and that's kind of a sign of this empowerment baptism. But there are really three kinds of baptisms the Bible talks about. There's the a baptism into the body of Christ. That's the salvation experience. That's the born again experience. That's when you go, literally, you're from eternity in hell to eternity in heaven, when you make the commitment to follow Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's the first baptism. Then there's the baptism in water. And that's the type of baptism where you go under the water, or you're sprinkled by a pastor or priest. But it's to represent dying to the old self and being raised in new life. And that's a public profession. You do that publicly so people that know that now you are have given your life to Christ. And there's a spiritual, supernatural work that happens there, too. But then there's the third baptism. And that's the what the Pentecostals and the Assembly of God folks call the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And that's a baptism of power. And again, as Southern Baptists, we really didn't believe in that. And but even though it's written all in the book and in the Bible about how this power came on these people, the fishermen and other people, and they had already believed. But so the picture is even in the Old Testament that when God delivered the Jews from Pharaoh, picture of Satan, they were saved. He saved them by the pillar and the cloud. And then they went into the sea to escape permanently. That was the water, and that was a picture of the water baptism. And then finally, when they came out of the sea and they went into the Holy Land, they had to cross the Jordan River, and that's where they needed the power to take on the enemies that they would face in the land. So even in Old Testament and New Testament, they are the pictures of this these three types of baptism.
What is the result of each one of them?
Yeah, the baptism into the body, really, in the salvation baptism, that's when the Spirit of God comes in you and when love comes in you. And that's why Jesus said that in the book of Galatians 5:22 that the fruit of the Spirit will come, and people will know you by your love, patience, faith, those kind of things, that you will see that change in your nature. And if you don't see the change in somebody's nature, then the experience is not genuine. And yet, at the same time, you've got to give new believers a little bit of time, because fruit takes a little while to
ripen.
And so you can't expect a brand new believer that may have been a drug addict or an alcoholic or a criminal to then the next day be the Pope, you know, because God gives us time. But what happens is the Spirit of God starts working in a person, and they want to be more like Christ. And the fruit, the good things about Christ, start coming out of the person's life. So that is the evidence of the salvation. The water baptism, that happens, and again, it happened to me at age 7. After I gave my heart to Christ, when somebody made a explanation of the gospel, I received Christ as Lord and Savior at a Southern Baptist church, Calder Baptist in Beaumont, Texas. And so I got water baptized. in Acts 8:36 talk about doing that publicly. And I knew I was God's. That was a picture for me to remember and for people to see that I was now marked as one of God's kids. And finally, the third baptism is the baptism of power. That's where the boldness comes from. That's where the miracles come from. That's the gateway to miracles. It's where the gifts of the Holy Spirit are released. And so that's where the power to do the works of Jesus. Before the salvation gives you the gifts, the nature of Jesus are the fruit. But then the gifts give believers the power to go out and do mighty works for God.
Does a person get everything when they're saved?
You know, that's a good question. And us, you know, there's a lot of theology out there that says, you know, argues about whether this third empowerment thing is even real. The truth of the matter is you read the book, you read Old Testament and New Testament. When somebody gets born again, when they get saved, when they get or baptized into the body of Christ, they get everything. They get Father, Son, Holy Spirit. They're not missing a thing. Because when you give your life to Jesus, you get all of God. You don't just get part of God. And so, but the truth of the matter is you get the Holy Spirit. And all of the gifts to raise the dead and to part the Red Sea are in the Holy Spirit. And those nine gifts are inside of Him who's inside of you. And so that's why those gifts are resident in you, but they normally don't come out until a person prays and asks God to manifest those gifts. You have to believe. Everything is received by faith in the Bible. And if you don't believe God's still healing, you don't believe God's still speaking, you don't believe God's still working miracles, guess what? You won't see it. Even Jesus said, hey, if you don't believe, you're not going to see it. So you have to get to that place where you believe what the Scripture says, and Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Max, how can a Christian get this empowerment?
It's really simple. And it seems to be getting easier because the times are getting dark and God needs more of His kids that have the power. Not just that they got the ticket to heaven, but they actually are going out and fighting back the kingdom of darkness and going in and doing mighty deeds of God is what's called in the Bible, and going in and doing things for Christ. And the way you can get it, either you can get it like Sherry and I did at that CBA convention, Christian Booksellers Convention in Atlanta in 89. We had a total stranger from the Presbyterian Church, I believe it was, Bill Banks out of Springfield, Missouri, a total stranger, prayed for us to receive this empowerment. And I just needed a healing miracle for Sherry and my dad. And God said, go over to that man. He was a stranger. He said, go over to that man and tell him that you need healing for your wife and your dad. And I went over there. And he just grinned and he said, yeah, you've come to the right place. And that's when he said, I said, all I need is a gift of healing. I don't need that tongues and I don't need that prophecy and I don't need other stuff. And he said, well, Mr. Griner, you have to be willing to receive whatever God wants to give you. He decides what gifts. A recipient of a gift lets the giver decide, and then you receive it or not. And that made sense to this Southern Baptist. So I did say, okay, Sherry and I, we want whatever God wants, but if He wants to cut the tongues, cut the tongues, and because it makes Baptists nervous. Anyways, we prayed, and something changed in our spirits. I remember Sherry said as she walked away, she said, Max, something just happened to us. I says, yeah, I know, honey, but I have no idea what it was, because we've been Southern Baptist, fourth generation, 40 years Southern Baptist. But after that, our lives started changing, and miracles started happening. We had a boldness. We had a courage, started leading people to Christ, started praying for the sick, and it started happening. And the answer to your other question, you don't have to be with a believer to do that. It's all in the Bible. All you have to do to yourself is just pray to God and say, God, if there's more of you that I don't have yet or that's not being manifested, I want that. Manifest your fullness in me, your gifts in me. And a person can pray right now, and we'll have a prayer here at the end of the show, that you can pray that prayer with sincerity, and this empowerment baptism can begin to manifest in your life, and miracles and signs and wonders will follow you. And that's what the Scripture says.
Max, some exciting things are happening up at the Cross. Things are progressing. Things are happening, opportunities for service. Talk a little bit about some of the areas that you might need some help on. And, of course, we need money and how people can contribute.
Yeah, it helps to get this empowerment thing because then you want to serve. Up until then, if you just got the salvation, you really don't have the desire to serve. And I really didn't have any desire to serve the kingdom of God. I just wanted to build my kingdom. And it was only after this empowerment prayer that I suddenly had a desire to serve God and to serve His people and to bring other to Him. And so, get this empowerment, and then that will tell you how you can serve God wherever. And we need people to help us at the Cross, but there are needs all over this planet where a Christian full of the Holy Spirit can serve and serve God and do mighty things.
Serve right where they're at.
Yeah, serve right where they're at. Yes, we need tour guide chaplains. We need people that are full of the Spirit and that will go out there in the rain and the cold and pray for the needy and pray for those that have problems. And we need money. We need money to finish building a garden. We're building it all without debt on faith in God.
And this is a 501c3 organization.
Yeah. And we're not a church or ministry. We're an art museum.
501c3, which means if you donate to this, it's 100% deduction from your taxes.
Yeah, it's completely 100% tax deductible. But what I'd encourage those listening, get saved, get empowered by the Holy Spirit, and then ask God, do you want me to serve, Lord? And then go serve there. And that's the place, because if you go where he tells you, you will be able to do amazing things.
Don't we?
Yeah, and then he lets you do the fun stuff. He lets you do the signs and the wonders.
Well, as people come to the cross, they can go right there in the middle of the cross, and you've got everything they need up there for the plan of salvation. It's all right there. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's plaque number one is about the plan of salvation. Good old straight Billy Graham. Meet me at the cross. But plaque number two is about this empowerment, the Pentecostals and Assembly of God call the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So I put it in good old Southern Baptist vocabulary where any of us, we all should want more of God. If we're serious about God, we should all want more, and we shouldn't try to tell him what he can't do. And if you'll pray that plaque number two, you'll be empowered by the Holy Spirit, and all kind of wonderful things will happen in your life.
How do people reach you, Max?
Again, you can learn more about the foundation and this empowerment that I'm talking about by going to thecomingkingfoundation.org. And also on this empowerment on our own Griner website, we have a long essay about this, maxgrinerart.com, www.maxgrinerart.com. And we have a whole essay about being empowered by the Holy Spirit to serve him.
Here's Sherry Griner with our visitor's comments.
The first time I went to see the cross, my head would not turn and look at it. So I had to turn my head with both of my hands. I remember the feeling. I was so overwhelmed and awed at the same time. It was the most humbling experience in my life. As I looked upon the cross, I felt my body soar up and over the cross. When I landed, I was talking in tongues. My tongue is American Indian. God has delivered me from a 35-year cocaine addiction. My love for life was renewed here in Kerrville. Thank you, Max. But most of all, thank you, Father God. This was sent in from Drew Williamson in Kerrville, Texas. This is our salvation, a profound, major salvation at the cross. Thank you for the healing, the love, the joy, and health you have put in my heart today. Thank you, from Gabby. The Cross and Sculpture Prayer Garden is a place where God moves in signs and wonders, and individuals draw closer to him. Ron Hicks from Burney, Texas. Best spiritual experience. I will be back and bringing my whole family too. Was anonymous. Powerful experience. Lucky to have this fabulous place nearby. It is on a must-visit list when friends come from out of town. More than beautiful. Very holy. Pam from TripAdvisor. It was truly a pleasure for both me and my husband Ross to have met you, Max, at the garden. Thank you for praying with us. It was truly an amazing experience up there on the mountain, with the glitter dust all over us. Now I know why the cross in the garden was calling us to come visit. It has strengthened us spiritually and in so many other ways. I have been telling everyone about the empty cross. We plan to visit the garden at the cross again real soon with our neighbors on our block, Russ and Sharon from Schertz, Texas. And let's see. I am so excited about the publicity for the Coming King Foundation Garden. At last, some recognition for the beauty and sanctity of this place. I, of course, cannot imagine why the miracles are so upsetting to the non-believers. They are so comforting to me. When I think of the garden, the song that we used to sing in Bible study comes to mind. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. And it is. Dr. Nana White in Houston, Texas.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this.
Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Greiner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Greiners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Greiner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgreinerart.com. That's www.maxgreinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Greiners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Greiner original artwork. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Greiners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Greiner, Jr.
Folks, pray with me now. God, I need your help. I need your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will, God. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts or tax deductible. Thank you.